Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Sunday, the 21st of October, 2012. I've got a question for McColgan about turntables. So if you're not McColgan, and you're not interested in turntable questions, then you can skip the rest of this boo. Mac, question for you. I know you've got your Rager RP3/24 record player. And you talked before a little bit about test records that you can use to fine tune your record player. But I've been looking into a few different record players, including the Rager range by British. Yeah, good idea. And it doesn't sound like with the Rager record player that there's anything you can really do to rectify if the speed isn't playing at the right. If it's not playing at the right speed. So I was wondering, you know, how you tackle that then. So you've got your test record that you can use for that, if you were to find that your record player was playing slightly off 33 and a third RPM or 45 RPM, whichever it was, what would you actually do about that? Have you got anything you can do on your setup, or is it just a matter of saying, oh, I need to buy myself a new belt? Do you run your Rager directly off the mains 50 hertz supply, or do you have a special power supply for your Rager that that will produce an accurate 50 hertz AC supply for the record player, and thereby regulating the speed of the motor at least? But I guess even if the speed of the motor is absolutely spot on, there's still a chance that the belt might be worn and you might get the wrong speed. It might be too loose, you'd get the wrong speed. You'd get too slow a speed, I suppose. Just sort of wondering how that all works in the Rager world. I know that there are other, obviously there are other types of record players out there that do offer adjustments to fine-tune the speed of the turntable, if you put a test disc on there, or use a strobe disc, or even strobe markings on the record player itself, to determine that the speed's slightly off, you can adjust it. I'm just wondering whether on your Rager RP3 24 volt motor unit you've got there, what you've got ready there. How you tackle this particular question? Because obviously it's something that you have thought about, because you've got this this test disc. Be interested to hear what you have to say on the matter. Any advice that you've got would be very much appreciated, Mac. Thanks. Take care. Bye.